But yeah, I mean, it didn't age well. It the jokes weren't really funny anymore. It's more, yeah, like I just kind of watched it back and was like, damn, some people still find this funny.
Yeah. Black Market Toast Podcast, where we take a piece of media out of the cupboard, dust it off, toast it up, and serve it as something completely new. This is episode number 68, and we will be jumping off of
Jackass.
Yeah. Way to go, Jackass.
Yeah, I know.
I ended up, he said I could watch any Jackass property, and I ended up watching Jackass the movie, which is currently available on HBO Go and HBO through wherever, so I didn't have to pay for anything, which is good.
God, it did not age well. Like,
I didn't like it to begin with, didn't age well.
Yeah, well, and that was the thing. Like, when it came out, I was 17. I was the age where you do this stupid kind of stuff.
No, you don't. Nobody does that shit. The only people that do that shit are rich. You know, are rich kids who don't have any repercussions for their actions. That's the only people that do this stupid shit.
Yeah, I knew people that did this stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it didn't age well. It, the jokes weren't really funny anymore. It's more, yeah, like, I just kind of watched it back and was like, damn, some people still find this funny.
Yeah.
Like, I think Steve-O was here doing, like, his comedy thing a few months ago.
Apparently.
Sold out.
Yeah, yeah.
Completely sold out in Greenville. So, apparently, it's still...
And it was all people like you that hadn't actually watched it in 10 years.
I guess it probably was. Like, it was a big nostalgia act. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, you know, remember Steve-O's funny? And then you realize, whoa.
No, he's not. No, if he's not getting hit in the balls with a freaking bowling ball.
Yeah, or shoving stuff up his butt. Like, it's just not funny.
Yeah, if he speaks, it's not funny anymore. And if he doesn't speak, it's also not funny anymore.
Yeah.
So, way to go, Joe.
Sorry.
That's 2 minutes. What we got?
Yeah, I know, right? No, it, well, it's actually, I mean, it is funny, not just how the whole Jackass thing started, but kind of where everybody went from there. Like, some people actually went on to have careers. Like, yeah, I think Johnny Knoxville
was not a movie star, but,
yeah, but he was a marginally successful actor.
He was in the Dukes of Hazzard, and that's enough to kill a career.
Which is so sad, because I love Dukes of Hazzard. Like, well,
No. Not the movie.
Not
though.
That movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that one. Yeah, because when you make a Dukes of Hazzard movie, and I think of Bo and Luke Duke, I think of Johnny Knoxville and Sean William Scott.
Yeah.
Let's take the most early 2000s of early 2000s actors and put them in a movie.
Yeah. No.
Sean William Scott has made one good movie that wasn't American Pie. One. Goon.
Okay, if you've
ever... Yeah, the movie Goon with Sean William Scott is actually brilliant.
Okay.
It is very good. I mean, you don't really even have to like hockey. Like, it's, I watched it with my wife, who has never watched hockey in her life. She thought it was a great movie.
I have heard good things about Goon. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it still is.
It still is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so. No, it really is a good film.
Yeah.
Like, that's... You have to... Like, eventually you'll about halfway through it go, damn, I didn't realize that was Sean William Scott. Like, wow, he...
Not to be confused with the Matthew Perry sitcom that ran for one season called Go On.
No.
Which came out at about the same time.
Well, that was the time when...
which was actually
like,
decent.
Friends was ending, and they just decided everybody from Friends needed their own, like,
sitcom. It was like 10 years after Friends was over.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And they're like, Matthew Perry needs a career. Yeah. No.
No, he doesn't.
No, apparently he doesn't.
He could just live off Friends residuals for the rest of his life.
Yeah, yeah.
Friends is like the Andy Griffith Show. Like, 40 years, they're still going to be showing Friends reruns on some station. They're still going to be cutting Matthew Perry a check.
And it's on Netflix, so, you know, somebody's watching it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, and on top of that, weren't they making like $1 million an episode at one point?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I don't ever want to hear Matthew Perry complain.
Hopefully he hasn't drunk all of that.
Yeah, yet. If you can do that much cocaine, I do not feel sorry for you.
Cocaine, it goes through the finances pretty quickly.
It does.
Yeah, yeah.
It does. Just don't make videos and send them to hookers when you're an offensive line coach in the NFL.
Bah, whatever.
That was funny.
Because as an offensive line coach in the NFL, you're not making millions of dollars per episode.
He was making $3 million a year.
That's a year, not an episode.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, he's making $3 million a win because the Dolphins suck.
Well, he's not making anything anymore. So
yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
But no, the... Yeah, like John and Axel had a career. I think Steve-O's still doing the comedy thing.
Yeah, apparently. And still getting residuals off of HBO picking up the rights for friggin' Jackass the movie for a month. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, and I think, like, Bam Margera was just cool with just...
Well, I mean, he was a skateboarder before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he just kind of...
He was the one legit person coming into this thing.
Well, yeah, John probably... Axel actually did skateboard videos as well.
Yeah, okay.
They were both, well, that's how Jackass forms. Like,
right.
There were the CKY skateboard videos, and there was, I forget what Johnny Knoxville stuff was called, and they just kind of merged.
Yeah, yeah.
And it became this weird Jackass thing.
Yeah.
But it, like, he had his own TV show there for a while. True. And then, like, he did, like, a spinoff of Jackass with his family and whatever.
Yeah, Bam's family reality show or whatever it was called.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't good enough for me to pay attention to it. But he had it. And then
somehow
just
Jackass
kinda,
was.
Yeah. Here's the thing. In that weird Schadenfreude kind of way.
It was like the extreme version of America's Funniest Home Videos.
Right. Well, and actually...
Gone horribly, horribly
that's,
wrong.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
It was America's Funniest Home Videos.
No.
Tom Bergeron. God,
let's have a whole episode on Tom Bergeron. Yeah,
but what about Bob Saget? Yeah. What about Daisy Fuentes?
I forgot she even did that show. I think Carlton hosts it now. Alfonso Ribeiro.
Oh, it's still going?
I think Alfonso Ribeiro hosts America's Funniest Home Videos.
Okay.
But, no, actually what I wanted to talk about was Jackass was really, like, the precursor to these stupid viral videos that are out now.
Yeah.
Where, you know, people are doing dumb stuff, you know, yeah.
This should have been a YouTube channel, not
right, exactly.
Not a
well,
show
that's the
on,
thing.
On network television.
Like, had Jackass come out 10 years later, it'd have been a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
it would have been, you know, just a series of viral clips. Like, yeah, it was really like Jackass was. It kind of was the pre, like, YouTube era, you know, stupid videos.
Yeah, yeah.
And really, that's how you have to watch it, not as a movie, but as a series of, like, 3 minute or 5 minute. YouTube videos.
And again, that's why America's Funniest Home Videos should be dead.
Should
but
be.
I guess the baby boomers aren't hitting the YouTube.
That's pretty much it. I think that is the crowd for America's Funniest Home Videos. And really, like, you don't even have to send them stuff anymore. They can just browse through YouTube and pick some stuff and throw it up.
Yeah,
there.
And that's probably what they do.
Probably is. But it. But yeah, and that was the thing. It was kind of the first... viral video sensation was these stupid Jackass videos.
No, and America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah. Well, I mean, America's Funniest Home Videos before that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, you know, which was weird because back then, like, especially with, like, the early America's Home Video stuff.
You had to make a tape.
Well.
You used your camcorder and you made a VHS tape and you mailed it
to America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yes.
But it, but everything seemed to focus around, like, holidays and birthdays because that was the only time people decided to break out the camcorder. You know, it wasn't like now where if something happened,
first time riding a bike and a face plant. Yeah.
I mean, so it would have to be an occasion worthy of breaking the camcorder out,
which made it seem more funny. When you saw the
video.
Right,
because this is a special moment.
Yeah,
this is a big day.
Yeah.
And then something hilarious goes wrong.
Versus now, everybody has a video camera on them all the time.
Right, I can record something in 3 seconds.
Exactly.
Right? Like, if something went down, I could just be like, burr, burr, burr. Oh, hey, look, a video.
Which is, Vine was literally 10-second clips. So, I mean...
Right, well, Vine was 30, wasn't it?
No, it was 10. It was 10.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I don't know.
They may have expanded it.
R.I.P. Vine.
Point. Yeah, yeah.
Because Vine was actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, there was some funny stuff on Vine.
Yeah. It was amazing what people did with 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it really did let people, like, it, you know, express their creativity.
Yeah. real quick.
Yeah, real quick. It didn't require a whole lot of backstory or forethought.
Like, yeah, you just go ahead and get your idea out.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
And stupid don't overproduce it. Don't overthink it. Here's 10 seconds.
Right. Yeah. And it's and it felt more real in a way that way.
Yes.
Whereas if you're watching a 5-minute YouTube video, you know, you could say, well, they could probably have staged this.
Or an hour and a half Jackass movie.
Sorry.
Which I made 20 minutes into.
Hey, I will give them credit. They produced that thing for $5 million and made $75 million off of it. Good for them.
I cannot believe that piece of crap cost $5 million because it looks like it was literally shot on a camcorder.
Well, a lot of it, I think, was paying for like...
A lot of it was old footage.
Yeah.
That they just fucking threw together. Because it's not like there's a plot to this thing.
No, there's no plot to it.
I mean, I guess it was buying the old friggin' miniature golf course that they then tore up.
Right, and that was it. And it was paying for like the animal handlers and things like that for...
Yeah, and it just makes it... I mean, it's made out to be this, you know, youth gone wild thing, and it's not because it's, you know, corporate... bought the fucking place that they're gonna tear up.
Right.
So, you know, what are they really doing?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, you shouldn't. I mean, back then, people weren't giving it that much thought, you know.
Obviously.
No. I mean, it really wasn't. I mean, but it was. I was the target demo for Jackass.
Apparently.
You know, and probably on the top end of the target demo for Jackass, but it was the, you know. I don't know.
You mean IQ-wise or age-wise?
Wow. You know what? I'm pulling a Trump on this one. Let's call it Mensa. Let's get some IQ tests out. Let's do this shit. I at least know what it used to be. Let's see how much dumber work has made me.
I don't know what mine used to be because I used to run into the problem of not missing a question, which invalidates the test.
Yeah.
What can you do? Yeah.
But yeah, that went way off the rails.
Anyway.
Turned into a pissing contest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, the...
It's like I'm Secretary of State or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Fucking moron.
Fucking moron.
What's funny, like, and I'm going to go off on that.
What's funny is that nobody thinks this is an outlandish thing. That
no.
Nobody is... No, there are no huge criticisms of the Secretary of State coming
totally
out.
I can totally see Rex Tillerson... I mean, he is not a good fella. He's not a good guy. No. He's a former oil company CEO.
Yeah, petroleum CEO.
He's a multimillionaire at the very least, maybe a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I could see him listening to this doofus prattle on about, we only have 2,500 nukes. We need 10 times that amount. And him just going, what a fucking moron.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because that's what I would do. He just humanized Rex Tillerson.
No!
I know. I can now empathize with this guy going, what a fucking moron. What? Because I've been in the room with my lesser intelligent people, heard them say something dumb, and went, fucking moron. Like, right. He went like full Picard facepalm. Like it was just, why am I here?
Why?
If I weren't so rich, I'd have no credibility.
If I weren't so rich, I would not be in this cabinet.
That's true. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, it, but yeah, like I said, hell, it made a ton of money, though, off of people like me. Like, it was funny to go see in high school and in college, you know, it was just, oh, yeah, Jackass, you know, we'll just watch some stupid stuff.
Yeah, we watch what we watch on MTV.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was in that...
Because there was no... They were getting rid of the M.
Well, oh, no, the M was gone by that point.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really, once you get to, like, 02, 03... Unless it was like Total Request Live or you were watching it in like the twilight hours, like 1 a.m. to 6 a.m., you weren't getting a whole lot of music videos on MTV anymore.
I mean, I was not watching in that era. It just, wasn't anything palpable for me.
I wasn't either. I was kind of a lapsed MTV watcher because once Beavis and Butthead ended, and that's really what it was. Like, the Beavis and Butthead crowd came back for Jackass.
I guess.
In a lot of ways. I mean, it was... They didn't have anything that was kind of edgy and, you know, played towards that late teenage, early 20s, you know, dick jokes are funny demographic.
Apparently, yeah. I don't even know what else to say.
Just shitting on it. Shit on this film.
I mean, it's not The Wraith, but, you know.
It's not The Wraith.
Which I keep seeing people say great things about, and I don't understand.
It was awful. That might have been the low point of this podcast. Actually, this might be the second worst that we've ever done.
Yeah, I mean, The Wraith, we wrapped up at 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was less than that. It was like 5. We're like, Well,
we're
this
done.
This movie sucks. We just shit on it, and we're done. And let's leave.
I'm going to go eat something, because, that was shit. Yeah.
No, and that was the thing, and actually that's what we were talking about before we started, was I missed a golden opportunity.
You did.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out came out 30 years ago.
But we're coming off of, you know, your last one was a video game.
Yeah, so we can't really go back.
It would have been hard to do a video game. But yes, we can start at the 15-minute mark and discuss Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, which later became Punch-Out because Mike Tyson hit his wife.
And yeah, because Mike Tyson punched out his wife. And all sorts of weird things. Mike Tyson became the Mike Tyson we know now.
Yes.
Well, no, that was kind of his, like, rebellious teenage years, where he became this sort of sage weirdo that we know now.
Yes.
It's just Mike Tyson. But no, Punch-Out was legendary. I mean, it started as an arcade game,
right?
Like most kind of Nintendo things did, which I think even then was just Punch-Out.
Yeah.
And I think Super Macho Man was the final boss.
Right, yeah.
And who was a total pro wrestler. Like, he was Hulk Hogan / Superstar Billy Graham.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man Randy Savage. Kind of all. He was like your stereotypical pro wrestler. He even had like the trunks and everything. Yeah. Like he would have been like a WWE superstar guy. But Punch-Out's legendary. Like it holds like this revered place in Nintendo lore.
Yes.
Like, I still have my original copy of Punch-Out. It still works. And in pen, written on the back, is the code to get to Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Because I originally had it on a sticky note. It was
007.
I forget where it goes. You can get a t-shirt with it written on it.
Yeah, there's a song with it in it.
Yeah,
that's why
yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's become this cultural phenomenon. Like, and I guess for people our age now that sort of control nerd culture.
Yeah.
I mean, love Punch-Out. Like,
there's a nerdcore song where the chorus is literally up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start, and then the friggin' Mike Tyson code back to back, and that's the chorus.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because it's really all you. That's all I needed to know as a 5-year-old to have a really good time. Like, I can play Contra without consequence, and I can.
Well, there's
Mike
some consequence. You only get 200 lives.
I mean, you get unlimited ammo.
It's still hard as shit.
Unlimited ammo, though.
There's a reason you need that many lives.
Yeah,
because
Contra was hard.
There's no way you're playing that game with 3 lives and
no way.
It. Yeah,
no way.
I heard. I actually heard. Cuphead is a lot like Contra in gameplay. Have you heard anything about Cuphead?
Nothing.
Cuphead is a 2D platformer.
Okay,
that is drawn. Hand-drawn in the style of a 1950s cartoon.
What?
It is fucking beautiful.
What is it? What system is it on?
It's on Xbox, and you can also get it on Steam, I think, and GOG for PC.
Okay, I'm going to have to download it on Steam.
Yeah.
Cuphead,
yes. It is a beautiful game.
Huh.
Beautiful. And it has, like, big band music in the background.
It's kind of this old-school Fallout music.
Yeah, I mean, it is... literally hand-drawn frame by frame. And it's been in the works for like 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. It is a beautiful game.
I guess
but
it would take that long to draw everything.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
But yeah, but apparently the gameplay is a lot like Contra with that difficulty level as well. But at the same time, you're playing a fucking cartoon.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hand-drawn cartoon. And that would be cool because... I mean, like, I've got, I think, Contra on my hacked Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't have it on my Nintendo. Because we have a regular Nintendo that we still play and, you know, do stuff with. Yeah, I want to see if I can find... I haven't hit up a flea market in a long time.
Okay.
Because it used to be a really good place to go find, like, regular Nintendo and Super Nintendo games.
Well...
But now...
we have a video game cavern over in Taylor's.
Yeah.
Which is the same people that go down and sell at the flea market.
Yeah.
They're the big venue for flea market. It's on Xbox One and Windows 10.
Dang it. I have not heard of those things.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll survive.
Are you sure?
Somehow.
Because it is fucking beautiful.
Yeah, because I have... Well, I'm sure I could do something with it.
I mean, if it's on Steam, it may play on Mac.
It should. Like, yeah. Steam's pretty universal. Yeah, if it's on Steam, I'll play it. But no, the... Yeah, but I mean, if you go to, like, 5th and Charles or one of the other, like,
Second and Charles.
Yeah, or 2nd and Charles, sorry. You go to 2nd and Charles or anywhere like that, you're going to pay way too... Like, they want to charge, like, $18, $19 bucks for a regular Nintendo game.
Yeah, yeah.
Not acceptable.
Video Game Cavern is a lot better. Up in Charlotte, Goodwill has a...
Yes, yes. Goodwill is actually a good place to find old video games, yeah, too. Yeah.
So that's actually in-game graphics.
Nobody can see this, but that is freaking gorgeous.
Yes.
It looks like you're playing
a 1950s cartoon.
If not earlier.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like a It's like an old Mickey Mouse cartoon.
Right. That's a video.
Right game. As they were becoming colorized.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like Steamboat Willie or whatever the first one was.
Right. But
it's
Yeah.
The later stuff. With the exaggerated animation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It would be wild to play.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I don't think that my laptop will handle it, so I haven't bothered to pay the $20 for it. It's only $20. $20.
That's not bad.
And for 10 years of fucking development, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, I'd probably shell out the money for it. You know, it's a lot of times I don't pay more than $5 for something on Steam, but that's, I mean, that's like Knights of the Old Republic, like something that I just don't want to bother hooking my Xbox up.
KOTOR on your freaking phone now.
Yeah. It just is really awkward to move
around. It is awkward.
Like, I have it on my phone. On my phone. It's just really awkward to move around as fluidly as I like.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas on Steam, I can just hook up my controller and go.
No, like some of the old Sierra games, the old King's Quest and stuff like that would actually work well on a phone because you're just pointing to things and, you know, you're not actually controlling the character. You're just telling them where to go.
Yeah. And that's really why you... Like, to me, I need a controller to play this kind of games. Like, I can move around, but it's not fluid. And eventually I lose interest.
And, you know, I've considered getting a Bluetooth controller for my phone, but then what do you do with your phone? I mean, you can get the ones that clip to the top of the controller.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but I actually think this phone is too big for it.
Yeah, yeah. You have to get ones that fit the current phablet scenario.
But it's not too bad. But actually, it's funny because when I was in college, emulators first became a thing.
Okay.
And I had one on my laptop. And I used to sit. This is how good of a student I was. I remember vividly sitting in class on my laptop, taking notes, playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Yeah. I had a Palm Centro, which
which
had a Nintendo emulator on it. And it had like a controller grid thing that you could use.
Huh.
But it wasn't designed for that, but it worked as that. You know, and that was like Palm. Like,
yeah.
Not even
the Palm, original.
Not even the Palm pre, you know, era. This was the Trio era.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it had a touchscreen and it ran a Nintendo emulator, and I was like, oh, yeah, awesome. And, so I did that. Yeah,
but that's what I would do when class would get boring, is I would just pick a game on my Nintendo emulator and just sit there. Because, I mean, it's regular Nintendo, so you just needed your up, down, left, right buttons, and then, I think, B&A. A&S.
Yeah,
B&A. A&S were the B&A
Whatever
buttons.
B&A were, yeah.
Yeah, so I could just sit here and just do whatever.
Yeah.
I had
a
good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Being a very mediocre college student.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I grew up playing keyboard games on PC, so
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but that
once you get used to it,
Tecmo Bowl, like we would play like Tecmo Super Bowl and all sorts of like that's what I would do. Those little quick like 10 to 15 minute time killer games.
The kind of thing you fire up on your phone now when you go to the shitter.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. They are toilet games now. Oh, let me pause this video game I'm playing on my PS4. could play a toilet game for 10 minutes.
And that's why you get the Switch.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it, but that is perfect. I would... Yeah, but well, eventually, you sit on the toilet too long, your legs go numb, and then you can never
get
off.
You don't have to. You just pause it, and you just pause it, and you go back, and you jack it back into the TV. Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, you don't have to come to a save point.
That's true. Is the Switch still good? Like, is it...
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I just... It came, I mean, it came in really big, and then I haven't heard any, like, well, new big games coming hard out to for
get
it. Or...
It's hard to get it.
It's still hard to get it?
Yeah. Super Mario Odyssey is coming out soon. I think Skyrim is coming out soon.
Why are they releasing Skyrim on this?
Well...
Like, Bethesda, come on, guys. Just release a new game.
But Skyrim Portable...
Yeah, but I can just,
that's why you
I
know.
Can waste time anywhere.
Yeah, like it's, yeah.
That game is such a time vampire. I don't want to take it.
Exactly.
Like if I want to waste 9 straight hours, I could put Skyrim in right now. I have it sitting right over there.
Just exactly.
Put it in my PS4, and boom, it's nighttime.
Well, it's the first time that Skyrim has been on a Nintendo console.
Yeah, so, true.
You know it, and honestly. The Switch is probably PS3 level graphics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's good, you know, but... And,
that would be hard
but
for me
you,
now.
But you can pick it up and take it with you. You know, yeah. you can throw it on a tablet.
Yeah,
well, and, you know, yeah, it's, unless you're...
It's the least graphics-capable console, but the most graphics-capable portable.
Right. I mean, if... It's like, Nintendo hasn't been... about graphics for a couple generations now. Yeah. It's been about
N64
it's been about the experience and things like that. And you know the little controllers that they're kind of cool because there's a game where you're shifting like marbles that are in the controller and you can feel them.
Oh, that's
as
crazy.
You're moving the controller around, but
yeah.
They're not there.
Right.
But the controller has such good feedback that it makes you feel like there are marbles.
That's crazy.
Yeah, shifting around and the weight shifts. Yeah. I don't know how it does it, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's the rumble sensors and all that.
Yeah.
Just kind of...
Like, there are games that are designed to be played just by the feel of the controller without looking at the screen.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is weird.
That's weird. You would think that would... defeat the purpose of having this nice screen.
Well, that's where the score is.
Of course.
But
of course it is.
It's so you interact with the person with the other controller. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
If I wanted human interaction, I wouldn't be playing video games.
Woo-ha!
Yeah. Except Call of Duty World War II is coming out, so I gotta get my shit talking back in, because that's all I do in that game. I put on a headset, I kill folks, and then I talk shit.
But basically, the little controllers that are on either side of the tablet... can be pulled out.
Right. I knew
they'd basically
be
used as independent Wiimotes, kind of, and you know, basically that.
Yeah,
and
then I mean,
you
thought
can put
about
a blank space in the middle and you can use it as a more standard controller. So.
Yeah, cuz I had thought about buying one, but then I was like, I don't know, what would I do with it?
Zelda's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's
Well, that's it. Like I would buy it to play Zelda, Mario, and then what?
Well, and usually, if you buy Nintendo, you're buying for first-party titles.
Yeah.
And anything else is just added on.
Well, and a lot
and the first-party titles
towards
will come.
Kids.
Yeah.
You know, but that's me. Like, I don't play those games. Like, I would play Zelda and I would play Mario, but like the other games I play are FIFA and Call of Duty, and you know, they're the and Gran Turismo, which I just got. They're kind of the grown-up games.
Right.
They're the games for people who are 33 and have been playing video games for 30 years.
Yeah.
You know.
But Super Smash Brothers is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, but who would I play with?
The internet?
Oh, you... No. No, I will not. Because...
Hell, you could play friggin' Super Smash Brothers on the internet with the Wii.
Yeah, I know, but it's... The problem with that, I do not play fighting games online. Mainly because...
They cheat!
I don't want to have my ass kicked by some six-year-old.
Well, the five-year-old fighting method is indefensible.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially on Smash Brothers. Or Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
So it, no. So it's some negative to that. Like, getting me to play FIFA online is a stretch. Because...
Because that's 8-year-olds.
Right. And they're pretty tough to beat.
Yeah, they are.
they learn a lot of language. Like,
gold. Yeah.
No, it's no, not. No, fuck it's you, not. Motherfucker. Yeah, it really is. Like, it's terrible.
It's like, could you go through puberty so I don't feel really bad hearing you say that?
Oh, yeah. No, it's funny. One of our coworkers has the best, like, he got shit-talked online story. And I will try to do it justice.
Okay.
But he was playing old-school NCAA football online against somebody. And I guess it was a kid. And he was just beating the brakes off of him. I mean, beating him by like 40 points. And the kid scored a touchdown and started talking shit to him at like 40-7.
Yeah.
And I get, he replied, he was like, you fucking suck. He's like, what are you talking shit about? You fucking suck. He goes, how old are you? Cover goes, I'm 28. He was in his mid 20s. Like, yeah, yeah. 24, 25. He was like, what? The kid just replies, what a fucking loser. And I'm 25. I'm going to be drinking and banging chicks. You're sitting in your room playing video games. You're a loser. It's like, I had to turn the game off. Like, I was done. You can't come back for that. He cut him to the core.
he was curled up in the corner.
Yeah. Like, I am a loser. But no, so that's why it's a stretch for me to play FIFA and I don't put my mic in and I don't let them talk to me. I just
ever. Play.
No. Well, and FIFA always goes one of two ways. Either I score two or three goals real quick and they disconnect. Or.
Well, that sucks. Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, and to be fair, like, I don't want to beat you 14 to nothing. I'm actually kind of happy you're disconnecting.
Yeah.
But if you suck that bad, I am just going to. Like, keep scoring on you until you disconnect. I don't play fair.
Yeah.
Like, there's no mercy.
No mercy.
There's no mercy in FIFA.
Finish him.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Does it have fatalities?
In soccer? No.
Slide tackle and take out a freaking femur.
And that is one of the other ways it'll end, is they'll just start trying to get enough red cards to like disqualify their team.
I have no more players.
Yeah. But I think once you get down to like 8 players, the game just...
Okay, you're done.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't get like 9 red cards. It's just 11 guys on your team and their goalie.
You keep trying to header their goalie... And, yeah, you're nowhere near the ball. I just want a flying header into their goalie. What's the problem? Yeah, no, if I take out their goalie, then they can't stop me from scoring, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly how it works. That's exactly how soccer works. No. But
I didn't use my hands.
Be nice to the goalie. As a goalie, be nice to the goalie.
Okay, we've meandered enough. We ostensibly were discussing Jackass.
We tried, at least.
We tried for 15 minutes, and then we just started talking. So next time will be episode number 69. So we will obviously be discussing Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Party time.
Which I believe is on Hulu and Amazon at this point.
Yeah.
So we'll watch that, and I will probably watch The Bogus Journey as well, because station. And I am at Woodle on the Twitter and the Instagram, and
I'm that JNO on Instagram. I'm the JNO on Twitter.
And we will talk at you next time. Waste time, black mark.